I would say that I think it's phenomenal, the response I got to my broadcast of the evening. From the South itself, practically everyone commending and saying we want to have one more word. Jackson Chamber of Commerce, 16-1. And Gracie, good heavens, would you believe that? I wouldn't have. Now, I'm supposed to know something.
Hello?
Larry O'Brien on 9-2.
Larry.
Our interest equalization looks like a little trouble. Dirksen told me this morning that he and Bird and Williams had talked about it, and he didn't think he'd had much need for it. I talked to Clinton about it. Clint Anderson called about a little Senate to it. He didn't want me to veto. He said he'd help on it. Dillon talked to Smathers, and he said he'd try to get it out after they got back here. I don't think Republicans want to vote against it, but I think they wouldn't mind seeing it stay there and us getting trouble on our balance payments. So I thought I'd better tell you, I was fresh in my mind, what I'd said to Dirksen, what I'd said to Anderson, and what Dillon said to Smathers, and kind of let you put it at the top of your list and see what you can do about it.
I think I better talk to Smathers right away on it, all because right.
Dillon talked to him this morning. He called Springer, told her to tell Bird he'd like to go. I asked Dirksen, why don't you all, you haven't got anything to do this week, why don't you report that? He said, well, Harry's down home, didn't want to come back.
Boy, it's discouraging. It's discouraging. Well, this one, of course, it's done the job simply because it's been hanging over them. If this, if they go, this Congress runs out without interest equalization, then Dillon is back in all kinds of difficulty. And damn it all, we've got to get that done. I certainly felt Smathers would take care of this and get it done.
I think he's going to, but you just check him and keep
all
it
right,
on your schedule when they get back.
All right.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.